Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making Airy risers for drum and bass, but not from synth presets. We're doing it from field recordings. Wind, rain, trains, crowds, room, tone, all that real-world texture that already has movement and complexity baked in. And the twist is, we're building the whole thing in session view, so you can make a little riser palette of variations, audition them while your drums loop, and then record a performance into arrangement like you're DJing your own build-up. By the end, you'll have one riser track with multiple clips, each clip a different flavor. Clean, wide, gritty, tense, stuttery, and you'll be able to swap between them on the bar and capture the best moments. Alright, let's set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM, that classic rolling pocket, perfect for testing builds. Now create an audio track and name it Field Riser. If you like working clean, also make a couple return tracks, one for reverb and maybe one for delay. Totally optional, but returns make it easy to keep your ambience consistent across variations. Quick mindset check, session view is your playground. Your drums and bass can loop horizontally across scenes, and your riser variations will sit vertically on one track. You're basically building a rack of risers you can launch at will. Now choose a field recording. For airy risers, you generally want something steady and broadband. Wind in trees, distant traffic, train interior hum, rain on a window, room tone, crowd wash. Anything that's already kind of noise-like and continuous. Try to avoid a recording that's nothing but random huge spikes, like door slams or sudden shouts. Spikes can be cool later, but they make a clean riser harder, because when you sweep up into the highs, those spikes suddenly feel way louder and more annoying. Drag your recording onto the field riser track in session view. Before we start throwing effects on it, do a little edit hygiene. This is one of those boring sounding steps that makes everything smoother. Find a nice section that's stable. If there are random loud events, either avoid them by selecting a cleaner region or tame them right now. In Live 12, you can use clip gain. In any version, you can automate utility gain quickly. The idea is, get your source to a consistent level before you start building tension with filters. If you want, consolidate and crop so all your clips reference a clean chunk of audio. That way, every variation you make later behaves predictably. Now let's warp it and set it up like a riser clip. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. For noisy, ambient recordings, start with complex. If it needs a bit more help, try Complex Pro. You're not trying to perfectly time-stretch it into a beat. You just want it to behave without nasty artifacts. And teacher tip, warp choice can actually be part of a sound. If you want silty air, keep warping gentle and don't stretch too aggressively. If you want dreamy smeared haze, try texture mode and intentionally stretch more than you should. That can turn a basic phone recording into cinematic fog. Now set the clip length. Set your loop brace to 8 bars if you want fast builds, or 16 bars for long tension. Turn loop on. Next, let's lock in the session view timing so launching clips feels musical. Set global quantization to 1 bar, and also set the clip launch quantization to 1 bar. Now, whenever you trigger a new variation, it'll switch cleanly at the start of the next bar. At 174, that tightness matters. Cool. Now we clean the source so it layers with drums and bass. On your field riser track, at EQ 8 first, set a high pass filter, 24 dB slope. Put it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz to start. You're removing rumble that competes with your sub and low bass. In drum and bass, the buildup should create space for the drop, not steal the low end from it. If your recording is harsh, you can also do a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz. That range gets painful fast when you start boosting brightness with automation. If your recording has constant hiss or noisy junk that doesn't feel airy, you can add a gate, but only if you need it. Set the threshold so it tightens the texture without chopping it into obvious on-off pumping. Quick attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds is a decent starting zone. Now we actually turn it into a riser, and this is where session view gets fun. Clip envelopes. Open the envelopes section in clip view. You can automate per clip, which is huge, because every riser variation can have different movement without needing a bunch of automation lanes in arrangement. Start with a classic, high-pass automation. Choose device, then EQ8, then the frequency of your high-pass filter. Draw a ramp over the clip. For example, start around 200 Hz and rise up into 2 to 6 kHz over the 8 or 16 bars. What that does is it gradually removes low end, and our ears interpret that as lifting and approaching something. It's basically tension in EQ form. Now add a more characterful sweep. After EQ 8, an auto filter. Set it to high pass or band pass. Keep resonance moderate, like 15 to 30%. We want excitement, not a screaming whistle yet. Then in the clip envelopes, automate auto filters frequency rising. Start maybe 300 to 800 Hz and go up to 6 to 12 kHz. Here's a very drum and bass friendly trick. Make the last bar ramp faster. Don't just draw a straight line. Give it a curve so it accelerates into the drop. That acceleration reads as energy even if the volume doesn't change much. Now let's add air and space without washing out your mix. If you want a clean workflow, put your reverb on a return track. Create return and call it a reverb. Drop hybrid reverb on it. Go for a fairly big decay, maybe 2.5 to 6 seconds. Add pre-delay, around 20 to 40 milliseconds, so the riser still feels present before it blooms into space. Then do a high cut somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz if the top end turns fizzy. Now on your riser track, use the send knob to feed that reverb, and instead of leaving it static, automate the send. Start low, even all the way down, and push it up in the last half of the riser. Teacher note, you're not just adding reverb, you're automating distance. Dry equals close, wet equals far and massive. If you prefer heavier sound design, you can insert hybrid reverb directly on the riser track instead, with maybe 15 to 35% mix. Just remember to EQ after it, because reverb loves to reintroduce low mid mud. And here's a pro sounding trick that's still beginner friendly, pre-emphasis and de-emphasis. Put an EQ before the reverb with a gentle boost around 8 to 12 kHz, then put an EQ after the reverb and cut any brittle band, often around 3 to 6 kHz. You get bright, airy reverb without the harshness. Now we're going to use the superpower of session view, making multiple variations fast. Duplicate your riser clip vertically 3 to 6 times, then rename them with what they do, like HP plus width, HP plus grit, HP plus stutter end. Color code them by intensity if you want. Calm ones up top, chaos ones below. And here's a simple system. Keep a safe riser at the top, something that always works, and keep the riskier experimental ones underneath. That way, if you're performing and something gets too wild, you can always launch the safe clip and recover instantly. Let's design a few variation ideas. Variation 1. Clean air lift. This is your baseline. High pass automation, gentle auto filter sweep, and a reverb send that increases toward the end. Keep it controlled. This is the riser that works in basically any track. Variation 2. Wide jungle mist. Add chorus ensemble. Set it to ensemble mode. Keep the amount subtle, around 10 to 25%. Slow rate, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Width can go wider, like 120 to 200%, but do not let it wobble like a cheesy pad. The goal is the room got bigger, not my riser turned into a watery synth. And quick mono check. Why tools can disappear in mono. Every so often, drop a utility on the riser and set width to 0% just to test. If your riser collapses and vanishes, add some mid-focused energy, maybe with a touch of saturation or a narrow EQ bump around 1 to 4 kHz. Variation 3. Tense metallic air. Add corpus at a very low dry slash wet, like 5 to 15%. Try tube or beam. If you know the key of your track, tune it. If not, just sweep the tune until it feels like it supports the vibe. Automate the dry slash wet up slightly toward the end for a little metal in the air tension. Variation 4. Crunch rise for heavier drops. Add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, then EQ after it to tame harshness, especially in that 3 to 6 kHz danger zone. If you want it to feel smoother, you can add a very light glue compressor after saturation, just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, to make the texture feel continuous. Variation 5. Stuttered build. Add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar, grid at 1/8 and then faster near the end, like 1/16. Keep chance low early, like 10 to 25%, and push it higher only in the last 2 bars. This creates that pre-drop panic energy without needing extra samples. Now let's add a couple extra tension tricks, tastefully. First, pitch. In clip envelopes, choose clip, then transpose. Ramp from minus 12 semitones up to 0. On wind and traffic textures, this can sound huge. It's like the whole environment is rising in pitch. Second, texture warp for haze. Switch warp mode to texture. Set grain size somewhere like 80 to 200 milliseconds. Add a little flux, and you can even automate grain size from smaller to larger, so it feels like the riser dissolves into mist as it approaches the drop. Now, advanced but easy variation ideas if you want to push it. Ghost reverse pull, without reversing audio. Duplicate a clip. Use a clip volume envelope to fade in slowly, then ramp hard right at the end. Add a big reverb and automate the reverb mix higher only in the last two bars. It creates that suction, reverse-like feeling with no destructive editing. Form into air, vocal-ish without vocals. Put auto filter in band pass mode. Sweep it slowly. Keep resonance moderate. Then add a tiny bit of chorus ensemble after it. The moving band pass can feel like shifting formants. Super eerie, super effective for darker DNB. Laser dust, a thin high energy peak. By the end of the clip, high pass aggressively, even up into the 1 to 3K HC zone. Add redux very subtly for crisp top texture. Then a very short delay, like 1/16 or 1/32, low feedback, to create shimmering spark trails. This is a great last bar option because it feels fast and sharp. Sidechain pump riser, rhythmic without stutters. Add a compressor on the riser, turn on sidechain, feed it from your kick or a ghost kick. Keep the riser smooth and let the pumping make it groove. You can even automate the compressor threshold per clip, so one variation pumps harder only in bars 7 and 8. Now, once you've got a handful of riser clips, it's time to perform them into arrangement. Make a simple loop, a drum groove, and maybe a placeholder bass. You want context, because a riser that sounds amazing solo can be way too loud or too wide once the drums are in. Hit global record, start your loop, then launch your riser clips as the build plays. Switch on the bar. Try staying on your safe clip for the early build, then swapping every 1 to 2 bars near the end to build pressure like a DJ. When you stop recording, jump to arrangement view. You'll see your performance printed as clip launches over time. Now do a quick arrangement polish pass. A classic DNB build curve goes like this. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it more focused, less bright, minimal width. Bars 5 to 7. Add width, add air. Maybe introduce pump or subtle pan motion. Bar 8. Thin it out hard. Push the highs and space. Accelerate the sweep, then hard reset at the drop. And remember, pre-drop silence is power. Mute the riser for the last eighth note or quarter note before the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.